USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Chinese Communist Party is hiding the truth about the origins of COVID-19.
This coronavirus pandemic originated in China. Whether the virus escaped from a lab or was transmitted at a so-called wet market, we do not yet know for sure.
Speaking on the Senate floor, he also says the Chinese government needs to be truthful and transparent because the world deserves the facts. Meanwhile, over in the Democratic-led House, House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's time for the House to get back to work.
This isn't just about opening up a campus. It's about restoring the voice of every American who needs their government to work for them, especially during this critical time.
McCarthy adding that it's not healthy for our democracy if only a select few get back to work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More than 3 million Americans are out of work. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday morning that more than 3.1 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a half million fewer than the previous week. More than 33 million workers have lost their jobs over the past 7 weeks. The biggest increases in this latest report on claims in Washington, Georgia, and New York, sharp decreases seen in California, Florida, and Connecticut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The current U.S. Ambassador to Norway, Kenneth Braithwaite, could be the next Secretary of the Navy, and if confirmed, is expected to face a host of issues.
First, we must address the effects of the ongoing pandemic on the Department of the Navy. I want to hear about your vision for the future and what lessons have been learned from your predecessor's mishandling of the USS Roosevelt situation.
That's Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed, USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A family is wanting justice after a deadly murder in Georgia. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Wanda Cooper-Jones says her son, Ahmaud Arbery, had his whole life in front of him.
Ahmaud was still young. He had dreams that wasn't fulfilled.
Arbery was shot and killed as he was reportedly jogging down a residential street on Sunday afternoon in a neighborhood outside Brunswick, Georgia. A white father and son thought the black 25-year-old fit the description of a burglary suspect. Lee Merritt is the attorney for Arbery's family. He says the cell phone video of his shooting death shows Gregory McMichael, a retired investigator for the Glynn County DA's office, and his son intended to kill Arbery.
We see clearly in that video that there were three shots, three shotgun blasts, which goes towards the mindset of the shooter, that his intent was to kill Ahmaud Arbery.
Georgia state investigators have taken over the case. Arbery's family wants charges brought against the father and son.
Evacuations continue today for many in the Florida panhandle due to a wildfire. The 5-mile swamp fire is burning 2,000 acres and is only 35% contained. Multiple structures are a total loss. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.